The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The makers of Johnson Wax products for home and industry present Fibber, McGee, and Molly, written by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie, with music by the Kingsmen and Billy Mills Orchestra. You know that old expression, beauty is but skin deep? Well, like many of our proverbs, it's both true and untrue. Great beauty, whether it's in a person, a rose, or a chair, comes from deep inside as an expression of character and inner quality. But you'd be surprised how much beauty you can add to many things and how much quality you can bring out by giving them a skin-deep polish with Johnson's Wax. Try it for yourself. Take a room that hasn't been waxed at all. And then Johnson Wax the floors, furniture and woodwork, the windowsills, Venetian blinds, picture frames, parchment lampshades, and ornaments. I think you'll be astonished at the difference in beauty alone. And on top of that, remember that the main purpose of wax is protection of surfaces against dirt, wear, and moisture, to make them last and to preserve their beauty. Those are the main reasons why good housekeepers everywhere have adopted the wax housekeeping method with genuine Johnson's Wax, paste, liquid, or cream. Mr. and Mrs. Fibber McGee of 79 Wistful Vista have just had a visitor, one of the city's most eminent men of letters. He's gone now, and here reading the letters he left, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
What's the mail, Molly?
Well, here's the notice from the gas company, the final one.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a postal from the Elks Club addressed to you.
For me? What's it say?
Special meeting of the executive committee Friday evening.
Oh, fine.
It says, don't come, you're not on it.
Oh. Hey, what's that big, important-looking envelope there?
A letter from the Red Cross. It's for you.
Oh, but... swell. Read that, Molly. I've been expecting that ever since last
week. Well, it says, Dear Mr. McGee, thank you for again volunteering your help in the Red Cross War Fund Drive in your neighborhood.
Oh, fine.
I didn't know you asked for that job again, dearie.
Oh, sure, I asked for it. I'm probably the only guy in town who can handle it.
Now, wait a minute.
Huh?
It says, however... we are unable to use your services this year, as we have already appointed someone to cover your district in...
What? Can't use my services?
That's what it says.
Well, that's gratitude for you. Year after year, I go out and work like a dog, barking at some people, wagging my tail at others, and what
happens? How many year after years, dearie?
Well, last year after, I did. Anyway, so what happens? They brush me off like the back of a neck in a barbershop. Point somebody else, eh? Some dummy who'll mess things all up and probably won't even collect half the quota. Can't use me, eh?
No.
Got somebody else, have they?
Yeah.
Who?
Me.
You?
Yeah.
Oh. No, that's different. Well, I'll just go along with you, Molly, and help you out. Show you the ropes. I got some ideas.
Oh, you don't need to go, dearie. I'll manage all right. You just relax around here this afternoon.
Oh, you're no salesman, Molly.
What?
My gosh, I've had a lot of experience with this stuff, huh?
Hello, Mrs. McGee, Mr. McGee.
Hello, Alice, dear. Come in.
Hi, Alice.
Did you get your letter off the hall table, dear?
Yes, thank you. It was from Tommy Davis. You remember the sailor?
Oh, yeah, the kid we had for dinner.
Yeah.
Where is he now?
Well, he says his ship is laid up in San Francisco on account of they broke their rudder.
Broke their rudder what? Did you get it, kids? Their rudder what? It's a sort of a pun involving the similarity between rudder and their other, you see. Basically, of course, the misunderstanding
ain't is... funny, McGee.
Ain't it? Oh, well, it isn't so much what I say as the way I say it. Got to watch my expression and see how I mug it up.
I'm almost afraid to ask, because I think it has something to do with a cow, but what is a rudder anyway?
It's a thing they steer a boat with, Mrs. McGee.
Oh, I thought that was the steerage.
Oh, certainly not. The steerage is where they put the steers on a cattle boat.
Oh, no, no. I think that's called a hornpipe, Mr. McGee.
Oh, sure it is. What was I thinking of? Much as I know about boats, too. I used to be lookout on a steamship on Lake Erie, Alice.
Oh?
Used to stand up there in the plow and keep an eye out for rocks.
You mean prow, Mr. McGee?
I sure was. Prow as a peacock. Standing there with the lives of the whole crew depending on me. They wanted to make me a boosun's mate, but I says, nope. I said, nope. Sorry, boys, I don't drink.
I tell you, Alice, he was quite a freshwater sailor. In fact, one of the freshest water sailors I ever met. I remember...
Oh, creepers, I almost forgot what I came down here for. Have you got a 3-cent stamp I could borrow?
Well, that depends, Alice. You got any security?
Oh, don't let him kid you, Alice. Help yourself out of the desk drawer. But don't take a 3 now. Take an airmail. It'll go faster.
Oh, but a 3 is all right. I'm always borrowing your stamps.
Go on. Take an airmail. There's only a nickel difference. What's a nickel to me?
50 cents.
Oh, no, folks. I won't take an airmail.
Stop arguing, Alice. Take an airmail. We got plenty.
Yes, but
Let's not fight over a few pennies, Alice. Take an airmail.
But...
airmail.
Well, all right. Only this letter is only going downtown and...
Downtown?
Yes. It's my Red Cross War Fund donation. I'm mailing it
in... Red Cross? Hey, I'll take care of that for you, kid. Yes, sir. I and Mrs. McGee are in charge of collections in this neighborhood.
Oh, you are?
Yes, we are, dear. All except Mr. McGee. But I thought you donated at the plant, Alice. Didn't they have a...
I did, Mrs. McGee. All I could afford, I thought. But we heard from my cousin yesterday.
Oh?
He's been missing in action since Christmas. But the Red Cross has located him in a prisoner of war camp, and he's not even hurt.
Oh, how wonderful, Alice.
Gee, if it wasn't for the Red Cross, we still wouldn't know. I went right upstairs and broke my piggy bank. I don't really need a new dress anyway. I'll see you later.
Ah, well, I better get my blanks together and the stickers for the windows and get started collecting.
I'm ready anytime, baby. And if you're still in doubt about needing me along, that ought to answer your question. I just nabbed your first customer for you without even getting out of my chair.
Oh, dear.
Besides, I got a little angle that I want to...
Come in.
Hello, Molly. Hello, Tiresome.
Ah, come in, Dr. Gamble.
Yeah, sit down, tonsil tester. You out on an errand of mercy? Staying away from some poor guy so he can get well?
I'm just getting ready to start on my Red Cross drive, McGee. Can't stay but a minute.
Red Cross drive?
Yep. You see before you, unless your bifocals need adjusting again, a duly accredited captain of the Wistful Vista Red Cross drive in charge of District Number 42.
Oh, well, I'm a Red Cross captain too, Dr. Gamble.
Yeah.
I've got District 43 right next to yours, I guess.
And don't go poking your big fat nose into our district either.
Our district?
Yeah.
I thought Molly was in charge of it. Did you know when they appointed you, my dear, that you'd have little locked pockets here along to insult your clients for you?
Well, McGee thought he ought to help me, Doctor, though frankly...
You're darn right I ought to help her. And we'll collect so much more than you, you hickory dickory doctor, that you'll be coming home looking like a panhandler on Tobacco Road.
$5 says you don't, Noisy.
$5 says we do.
Register that wager, Molly. I don't mind admitting I'm on the short end of it.
Why, Doctor?
Well, with that sweet smile of yours to coax people with, and the colossal stug of little Herman here, you got the edge on me.
My colossal what?
Stug. S-T-U-G.
What's that?
If you'll pardon the expression, my dear, it's intestinal fortitude spelled backwards. And good luck with it.
Well, McGee, I can't quite see why you're so anxious to help me collect these Red Cross donations.
Well, you'll see, kiddo, you'll see. Now, look, when you ring the doorbell and ask for their donation, they'll invite us in, won't they?
Occasionally, I suppose.
Now, right then is when I go to work.
What?
That's when I give them my sales talk on the Magnifico Low Freeze Icebox. Available in 6, 8, and 12-foot cubic sizes. With a patented door...
Oh,
doors.
No, McGee. No, huh? No. Please, what? No.
Billy Mills and the orchestra and two guitars.
McGee, darling.
Hmm?
Let's just stick to collecting for the Red Cross today, shall we?
Oh.
Don't try to sell any more low-freeze ice boxes.
Well, shucks, it wasn't as if I wasn't doing the gals a favor. Blah,
yes.
Blah, 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 blah. A low-freeze ice box that freezes vegetables and fruit instantly is one of the finest.
Yes?
Are you Mrs. Henry Gunderson?
Yes.
We're Red Cross captains for this district, sis. Mr. and Mrs. McGee.
Here are the credentials, Mrs. Gunderson.
Oh, yes, thank you. I have the check ready for you, if you'll excuse me a moment.
Very cooperative woman. She'll be a cinch to order a Magnifico low-freeze icebox. I'll bet the built-in radio feature will appeal to her.
Yeah?
And the bushel-a-day ice cube attachment.
Look, dearie, let's just
Here's my check, Mrs. McGee. The Red Cross has taken such good care of my boy Jimmy since he's been overseas that I've doubled my donation this year.
Oh, well, we appreciate that very much, Mrs. Gundy.
Yeah, much obliged, Gundy. Now, one more thing. Would you be interested in an icebox that freezes vegetables and fruits instantly, comes in 8, 12, and 16 cubic foot sizes, built-in radio and glass partitions that keep the onions from moving in on the butter?
I would indeed.
Huh? Oh, swell. I'll put your name down with the number one priority. Our representative will call on you.
Thank you. Good day.
Mrs. Gunderson, prospect number 11.
McGee, what is all this?
How much did she give you?
The check is for $60.
Wow. You only had her down for 30. I can put the other 30 in on the icebox.
No, you don't. I guess not. This is Red Cross money.
Well, anyway, it looks like I'd win that $5 from old Doc. Who are we calling on now?
Let me see the list. Oh, yes. Mr. Walter Sarpus.
Sarpus?
Sarpus. S-A-R-P-U-S. Sarpus.
Mm.
Now, about this silly old low-freeze icebox, McGee. Please, listen up.
Well, what is it now? Can't a man get a little sleep in this neighborhood without every two-bit razor blade peddler sticking his big fat thumb in the doorbell?
Now, just a darn minute, Mother.
Now, quiet, McGee. Are you Mr. Sarpus?
Who wants to know?
I do. I represent the Red Cross for this district. And I'd like to save you the trouble of mailing or bringing in your donation.
And who said I had any donation?
Oh, going to be like that, are you, bud? Don't you realize...
Lady, will you please hide your face in your handbag a minute while I pop this little pipsqueak one in the nostrils?
No, I will not. I'm merely calling for your Red Cross donation, Mr. Sarpus. If you don't want to help, just say so, and you'll be perfectly within your rights. Do you have a son in the service?
No, I haven't.
Got a mother, Sarpus?
You leave my mother out of it!
Mr. Sarpus, there are several million men fighting for us who leave their mothers out of it. And the Red Cross is a mother to all of them. Come on, McGee, I guess
Wait
we don't
a
need
minute.
His...
Suppose I donate to the Red Cross. How do I know where my dough goes?
How do you know where your taxes go, bud?
Government expenditures are on file in the Library of Congress.
So are the financial statements of the Red Cross.
No kidding? Well, nobody ever told me that before. Here's $25, and I do begrudge it. Now I'll make it 50. Might as well begrudge it a lot.
Mm. Well, nasty old pup, wasn't he?
Well, the poor man was sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
He had this $50 in his hand from the minute I said Red Cross. Mm-hmm. He just wanted to argue a little.
Mm-hmm. If you hadn't been with me, I'd have fed him a handful of knuckles.
Really?
Had a terrible time holding my temper. I saw how big he was. From then on, it was easy.
Why didn't you try to sell him an icebox?
Yeah, he didn't deserve one. This is a very special kind of an icebox, and there won't be enough for everybody that wants them. When you consider it's got a built-in radio on it, tuned so fine it'll throw the tenor out of a quartet, why, it's a very...
What was it, please?
Mrs. Smith, I'm Mrs. McGee.
Oh, yes, Mrs. McGee. The Red Cross called me, and I was expecting you to drop by. Here's my check, and I'm sorry it isn't more.
That's the spirit, sis. Now, would you be interested in a low-freeze icebox that freezes...
Is this gentleman with you, Mrs. McGee?
Yes, he is, Mrs. Smith. My husband, Mr. McGee.
Delighted.
How do you do? As I was saying, Mrs. McGee, I'm sorry we couldn't give more to the Red Cross this year. When our daughter was in the hospital and there weren't enough nurses to go around, it was a Red Cross nurse's aide who stayed day and night with her.
Say, did you ever think of taking a Red Cross nurse's aide course yourself, Mrs. Smith?
Well, for goodness sake, can I?
Oh, sure you can, sis. I was going to take it myself, but I could never learn to read a thermometer. When you get six patients in a row with a temperature of 16 and 2/10, it scares the way out of you.
You can join my class, Mrs. Smith. I'll call on you in a day or so and tell you all about it.
Thank you so much. Good day.
Good day.
And now about that icebox, Smithy. It's got a built-in radio, an electric eye door control, a gadget that will freeze enough... did you see that panicky look in her face when she shut the door, Molly? She knew she wasn't going to be able to resist it. I'll put her down as a definite prospect.
McGee, I do wish you'd let me get through with my Red Cross business before you start tossing ice cubes at people. Or better still, say, why don't you run down to the Elks Club and play 15 or 20 games of billiards?
My gosh, 15 or 20 games of billiards? Why, that'd take all day.
Yes, I know.
Who lives here?
Well, according to my schedule, it's a Mr. Charles Tyner. Oh. He's new in the neighborhood.
Yeah?
Mr. Tyner, I'm collecting for the Red Cross.
Well, here's mine. $100. Good day.
Didn't have to twist his arm very hard, did you? That guy must be an upholsterer. He works on springs.
I like those fast ones. It doesn't give you a chance to start that low-freeze icebox routine of yours.
Who lives here?
Mrs. Frank Dixon. And don't keep asking me that, dearie. Hmm? You'll hear me addressing them by name. Besides, I don't want to...
What was it, please?
Good day, Mrs. Dixon. I'm Mrs. McGee, captain of this district to collect Red Cross War Fund donations. Did they call you by phone?
Oh, yes, they did, Mrs. McGee. I was expecting you. But would you mind waiting just a minute? I have a visitor who will be leaving very shortly.
Oh, take your time, Dixie. Take your time. Rome wasn't built in a day. And Berlin won't be either.
Thank you. I won't be but a minute, I'm sure.
And as I was saying, Mrs. Dixon, in addition to making your linoleum last 6 to 10 times longer, Johnson's self-polishing glow coat saves you hours and hours of housework.
Wilcox.
We certainly run into him everywhere, don't we?
That guy's as prevalent as an A-card. Sometimes
you say glow coat needs no rubbing or buffing, Mr. Wilcox?
Nary a rub or a buff, Mrs. Dixon. Just spread it on and let it dry. And I showed you how it brings out the beauty and luster of your linoleum. Another thing, it makes spilled things so easy to wipe up. You know, there's an old saying among housewives that worn linoleum was once a hoodoo, but with glow coat, it lasts as long as you do.
Get a load of the old saying Waxy just made up.
Quiet, dearie. He's putting on his hat. Mm.
Well, thank you very much for the demonstration, Mr. Wilcox. I'm certainly sold on Johnson's glow coat.
Well, everybody is who uses it, Mrs. Dixon. They say it. Well, hello, Molly. Hiya, pal.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hiya, Waxy.
Well, I see you people know each other.
Sure.
Know each other? Why, we knew him when he was just a little moppet. Not knowing that when he grew up, moppet would be a fighting word.
I'm glad we ran into you, Mr. Wilcox. How about your Red Cross War Fund donation I'm collecting in this district?
Oh, gee, I'm sorry, Molly. I sent mine in through the office this morning.
A likely story, Junior. We heard that gag 100 times today.
Well, I did. Look, here's my receipt.
That's all right, Mr. Wilcox. Doesn't matter who gets it as long as it was for the Red Cross.
Oh, that's what I thought. Well, good day, Mrs. Dixon. So long, pal.
Ta-ta, Junior. Wear your prettiest pajamas tonight. We'll see you in our dreams.
Well, keep your voice down, pal. I hear you in mine. So long, Molly.
I'm very sorry to have kept you waiting, Mrs. McGee. Here's my donation. I hope you don't mind taking cash.
Mind? Sis, no artist has yet caught the fragile beauty of the evening sun casting its rosy glow over a human lunch hook full of folding money.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Dixon. This is a very generous contribution.
Well, it's really more than I'd expected to give this year, Mrs. McGee. But my nephew was a prisoner of war at Manila. When he wrote about what the Red Cross does for our boys in prison camps in the way of food and medicine and communication, I just felt I had to.
Yes, I know, Mrs. Dixon. They're doing a wonderful job.
Now, one more thing, sis. Would you be interested in a low-freeze icebox with plastic sides that revolves so you don't have to take out all the milk to see if you still got bacon?
Well, that seems a very interesting...
In addition to which, besides, it has a built-in butter slicer.
No, I couldn't use one. I don't have any butter. Good day.
Oh, sure.
The King's Men singing the Typewriter Serenade.
February 27, 1945. This old Underwood digs that jive. Oh, tap-a-tap-a-ting, tap-a-tap-a-ting, tap-a-tap-a-ting. It's singing, singing you the news in a little typewriter serenade.
Every little tap means a little kiss. Tap-a-tap-a-ting,
it's ringing. Bringing you my heart in a little typewriter serenade. And while I'm typing out this letter, I'd better enclose more kisses. Tap-a-tap-a-ting, tap-a-tap-a-ting, tap-a-tap-a-ting. It is ending, sending you my love in a little typewriter serenade, 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 serenade. Page one is through. And here's page two.
Just a line or two telling you what's new, so you won't be blue, my darling. Sending you the news in a little typewriter serenade.
I called upon the gumps. Junior had the mumps. Gee, I'm in the dumps.
I miss you. Thought I'd tell you so in a little typewriter serenade. And while I'm writing you this letter, I'd better get finished with it. So I'll say goodnight. Don't forget to write till I hold you tight. Real soon, dear. Here is all my love in a little typewriter serenade, serenade, serenade. Serenade, serenade, serenade.
Well, I must say that was a very successful collection tour, McGee. People were certainly generous with us.
Personally, I'm awful glad to be home. That last 6 blocks, my feet were just walking from memory.
Well, I'm pretty tired myself. How about a nice cup of tea, dearie?
Ah, I love it.
I'll have Beulah fix us up a snack.
Fine.
Oh, Beulah! Beulah!
Somebody bawl for Beulah?
Hi, Beulah. Look, rassle us up something to eat, will you? I'm tired and hungry.
Yes, sir. I'll get you up some stuff right away, sir. You sure look tired yourself, honey child.
Oh, I am, Beulah. And I've talked to so many people today, my throat feels like an abandoned gravel pit. Just make us some hot tea and sandwiches, will you, please?
I sure will, ma'am. How you come out with a collection? Did folks just really take the loose brick out of the fireplace and dig out the dough?
Ah, they were swell, Beulah. We got our quota.
Excuse me?
He said we got our quota, Beulah.
You mean, ma'am, you walk them pretty little legs off all day long and only come home with a quota?
Not quarter, Beulah, quota. It's a Latin word, meaning, boy, will we be surprised if we get this much.
Yes, our quota was 450 and we collected 595, Beulah. Isn't that grand?
It's over half a grand, anyway.
Over half a grand. Here we go again. Never too tired to make a joke, is you, sir?
He's never too tired to make a tired joke, at least.
I'm so tired, that tired joke sounded like a retread, even to me.
Oh, before I forget, ma'am, I want to give something to little old Red Cross myself. Just $5. Ain't much, but it represents several months of self-refusal in the candy department.
Well, thank you very much, Beulah. This makes our collection now an even $600.
Mm-hmm. As the horse say when he eat the excelsa, that ain't hay, is it, ma'am?
You can say that again.
Thank you, sir. As the horse say when he eat...
No, no. No, Beulah, he means you're right.
Well, shake it up with that tea and sandwich thing, will you, Beulah? I'm as empty as a campaign promise.
Listen to the man, Tom. Okay. Oh, look at you. Love that tired man.
So we got $600, eh?
Yeah.
I'll bet that bet is in the bag. Wonder how much gamble collected.
Well, I don't know, but I'll be surprised if it's this much.
Hey, incidentally, you know how many prospects I got for the Magnifico plastic icebox? 27.
Look, McGee, now that we're home, tell me more about this wonderful refrigerator.
Well?
Who makes them and when do you...
Come in.
Oh, hello, Doctor.
Hello, Molly. Well, how much do you collect?
Now, you tell us first, sharpshooter.
Why, you nasty, suspicious, evil-minded little goon. Do you think I'd stoop so low as to falsify my figures just to win a paltry $5 wager from you?
Come to think of it, no. In the first place, you haven't been able to stoop for 20 years. And in the second place, you couldn't falsify that figure of yours with 2 corsets and a diet of beef tea.
Well, there can't be any argument about the amounts anyway, Doctor. My collections are all listed, and I suppose yours are, too.
Correct. Here's my list.
And here's mine.
We got an even 600 smackers, smart boy. Top that.
I'll try. I have 598 on my list.
That's right, McGee. That's what he's got.
Aha. So we won by $2. I knew all the time...
Wait a minute.
Huh?
Have you got your donation on that list, Molly?
Why, certainly, Doctor.
Well, I'm sorry, my dear, but that goes on my list.
What? Why...
My district was number 42, and it begins with your house. See the list?
Well, heavenly days. So it does. Well, here's our donation, Doctor.
Well, of all the petty larceny, double-crossing, snide tricks I ever heard of.
And as for the $5 you now owe me, McGee, buy Molly a box of candy and a box of matches. Hmm. After spending a day with you, she can use a little sweetness and light.
I never in all my life heard of such a low-down ornery can.
And
I...
save your breath, short snort. There'll be an Elks picnic in June, and we'll need you to blow up the balloons. Good day.
So funny, McGee.
I knew all the time our house was on his list. I was hoping he wouldn't notice it. Well, I got to get to work. Where's my T-square and my triangle, Molly, and a ruler and a lot of paper and pencil?
What are you going to do now?
You know that magnifico low-freeze icebox I took all the orders for?
Yes.
Well, somebody's got to invent one. It won't just happen. Now, let me see if I put the ice trays toward the bottom so they won't drip on the milk bottles.
Psychologists tell us that color is very important in our lives. If you surround yourself with bright, cheerful colors, you're apt to be bright and cheerful, too. You as a homemaker know this. It's one reason you like beautiful linoleum on your kitchen and other floors. It's one reason you keep your linoleum surfaces new-looking with Johnson's Glow Coat. Of course, you know that besides keeping the colors bright and sparkling, Glow Coat saves you many hours of work throughout the year. It's self-polishing, needs no rubbing or buffing. You simply apply Glow Coat, and it dries in 20 minutes to a beautiful polish. And you know also that Glow Coat protects the linoleum against wear, dirt, and moisture. In fact, regular care with Johnson's Glow Coat makes linoleum last much longer. But if it did nothing more than keep your floors bright and cheerful and shining, it would be well worth its small cost and little work.
Ladies and gentlemen, the collectors for the Red Cross War Fund will come to your house one of these days. So give generously to them.
If we give till it hurts over here, it will help a lot of the boys who are hurt over there.
Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson Wax Finishes for Home and Industry, inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.